This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. We've had some wonderful overcast days and nights, and rain, too. Not a lot of rain, but rain, you know, measurable rain. And one doesn't shun measurable rain. 1/10 of an inch, you know, that's worth a celebration. 2/10, 3/10, 4/10, 5/10, we're talking party time. You bet. The grassland that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ohuolote smells wonderful when it is moist. Well, maybe it's just me, you know. We're not talking summer rains on creosote bush here. No, it's the smell of somewhat reconstituted dry stems and leaves. Scent, you know, the ability to smell is just remarkable. The smell of seasons, the smell of a lover, a scent can activate a memory. Anyway, overcast days with moisture in the air can blanket the land, you know, and the slightest of sounds can be heard on those days. A car on blacktop a couple miles away, a dog barking far away, a leaf falling close by. You can speak in a quiet voice and be heard dozens of feet away. Some mornings I feel as if I'm on a stage, you know, like a sound stage. Cue the bird songs. Cue the horse clip-clopping by. Cue the sandhill cranes to call from above. It's a wonderful, just a crazy, magical feeling. What is it? Bliss? Is it euphoria? I try not to analyze being outdoors, you know, being in habitat. I just try to take it all in. Don't overthink it, Petey. Just take it in. No worries, no woes. Everything is delightful. Every day, you know, you can pick up a magazine or a book and read that being out in nature is good for you. And you just want to say, well, duh. Honestly, I don't care a lot about if adults get out into the wild. They're lost. It's children, young children, that need to be taken out into nature. Adults go someplace and they just want to exploit it somehow. I know, big generalization, but come on. Kids need to get filthy and pick up spiders and snakes and feathers and little things. Okay. You know, I'm done. Or not. Hey, when it rained recently near the banks of the Ohuolote, I took our dogs, Choo-Choo and Farley, for a walk along the banks. Rain washes the dust off tiny artifacts on the ground. Every little thing is more visible. And so I walked slowly, concentrating on the ground while the dogs ran and played. I found a piece of old glass turned purple, a tiny rodent skull, a fragment of ancient pottery, every little item nudged by my boot or picked up and admired, a very old brass cartridge of some long obsolete rifle. I was reminded that when I was a kid, I'd leave our suburban home north of Lexington, Kentucky, and walk a couple miles to farmland, to ponds, to woods, to seeps with cattails, and explore. And when it rained in the summer, I'd get up early and walk to some tobacco fields a few miles away. The plowed fields went over ancient Indian sites. Rain washed the dust from flint, and arrowheads and spear points glistened in the furrows. Not always whole pieces, but I'd lift gently and hope it'd be a complete arrowhead. Every piece, though, was a treasure to take home and handle over and over again, right? And to ponder, right? Always those days of roaming by myself were the best of days, the best of days. Seems like you lose something when we become adults, am I right? Anyway, we owe it to our children and our grandchildren to save wild places, to get them into wild places, into nature. And I've read this recently, that getting out into nature can make adults feel good too. Isn't that something I'll be? Probably, my friends, probably, because the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.